We know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Good Saturday morning. It is 2:02 on The Fan. Pete Hoffman with you. Taking you all the way to 6 a.m. 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. You can always follow along or hit me up or bother me at Hoff WFAN. And I hear the talk, and I hear the complaints. Pete Alonso has not been up to par this season, but he needs to be a New York Met for life. That is a must. I don't care that it may not be his best season going into a walk year. I don't care. I don't care that he only has 19 home runs this season. I don't care that he's batting, you know, he doesn't always hit in a big clutch spot. I don't care that he's not graceful. But give me a guy who wants to be here, who wants to play in New York, who's shown he can perform in New York. A guy who's homegrown, a guy who's going to, if he stays a New York Met, will be the best hitting first baseman, actually the best hitter ever as a New York Met. He'll finish with the most home runs ever. And think about all the stats that the New York Mets have put together over their years, over their 60-year, you know, existence. They do not have this glorious history of these pure hitters, pure power hitters, pure offensive players. They're all, you know, it's all, you know, mediocre. It's nice. They're nice guys. But no one that just sticks out. Darryl Strawberry was here, and he put together some really great seasons as a Met, but he never finished his career as a Met. In the end, you know, having 260 home runs as a New York Met, wow, that's a nice number. But it's not great. It's not. And this is not all about power hitting and just hitting home runs. But Pete Alonso will break that record next year. He will hold the record next year for the most home runs as a New York Met. Next year. And he's got many, many more years to go. Now, again, he may not be having one of his best years. He may be disappointing in certain moments. But this whole team, the New York Mets, have been disappointing. They're 2 games over .500. We've spent the majority of the season being upset and being under .500. Let's be serious here. They start the season 0-5. They were 11 games under .500. And they've battled back. And that has been done with Pete Alonso. All right? So please get this notion that the Mets are better off without Pete Alonso. They've built all their way back up to 2 games over .500 right now. They climbed all the way back. If you don't think that Pete Alonso doesn't lengthen the lineup, doesn't add some level of threat to the lineup, protection to the lineup, then you lost. He is still one of the best power hitters in the league. He's having a down year. He's got 19 home runs with a down year. And all he needs to do is catch fire. A little bit of fire. And that's why the home run derby was basically a microcosm of what Pete Alonso's been like all season long. We watched the home run derby on Monday, and he just could not get in the groove. And that is not Pete Alonso. That's not the guy that we're used to seeing. We're not the guy that we're used to seeing go out there and hit 40-plus bombs a year. Like, that's what he does. If we ask, what does Francisco Lindor do on this team? He's a leader. He's a leader on and off the field. That's what he does. What does Harrison Bader do on this team? He is a defensive genius in center field. That's what he does. If I had to ask you what Adam Ottavino does, he blows games. That's what he does. What does Pete Alonso do? He's a smasher, dude. He's a big, goofy smasher. That's what he does. He hits home runs. He may not look elegant. He may not look like the most, graceful first baseman ever. But not for nothing, the guy plays a good defense. You can sit there and try to critique him and pick apart some, bad plays. Hey, guess what? Everyone makes errors. Hello? It happens. But you can pick apart every single play made by Pete Alonso. And you can say, oh, it's not graceful, it's not good looking, everything is a little awkward. Whatever. He's making it, and he's putting the effort into it. His defense has gotten much better. I know that no one will ever give him credit for it, but it's just the truth. He's not this net negative as still on from Daniel Murphy, or about Daniel Murphy. He's not this net negative. He is a power hitter, a threat with the bat every single game. Listen, he struggles. He's been struggling. But we've seen plenty of people struggle in this league. And yeah, maybe it's not the time that you want to see it because it is his walk year. So you expect him to go out there and to have a Aaron Judge-like season going into your walk year. But it doesn't always work out. But you can't tell me by subtracting Pete Alonso from this team that it's going to be a better team. That you tell me that Pete Alonso off of the New York Mets is going to lengthen the lineup. What, so we cut the call of Brett Beatty? We've seen him for how long? We've seen him for the past 2 or 3 years get called up, play a bunch of games at third base. His defense has gotten better, but he can't hit in the big leagues right now. So why would we want to see him again? So you're basically taking somebody who is having a down year at the moment in Pete Alonso, a down year with 19 home runs and 50-plus RBIs, or almost 50 RBIs, a guy who's brought up his batting average from last year. I know batting average didn't get that great, whatever. In general, people ignore it. The OPS is not where it needs to be. Okay, fine. But a guy who is having a down year, we all agree. We've seen him at his best. And no, at the it's like a Francisco Lindor thing. The end of the year, we know he's going to get his numbers. At the end of the year, Pete Alonso is going to be hitting close to 40 home runs, driving into close to 100-plus RBIs. That means he's going to catch fire at some point in time. Because that's what he does. And who cares if he does it in the first half, the middle half, the last half? I don't care. If it helps the New York Mets win, that's the most important thing. Brett Beatty has not helped the Mets win. What? So you move Vientos to first base, you get rid of Alonso, you get a couple of bullpen arms, we bring up Brett Beatty at third base. But guess what? The Mets have been vastly improved since Brett Beatty has been off this team. They're 27-13 or 27-14 now after yesterday's loss. I mean, they have been vastly improved since Brett Beatty was sent down. But that's the guy that we talk about. Well, you know, he'll be the guy that gets called up for third base. Why are we doing this to ourselves? Why are you doing this to yourselves? You have a great player in Pete Alonso. Yeah, I'm going to say it. He's great. He's not having a great season. But we have a great player in Pete Alonso, and he is a star. That's why, yeah, you know, you would think it's an insult that he got named to the All-Star game over Francisco Lindor and over Brandon Nimmo. But guess what? MLB baseball, they know that Pete Alonso is going to bring attention to a home run derby, which means he has that star power. He has that credibility. So why do we want to get rid of him? For what? He is a threat in our lineup and can turn it on at any point in time. He's had a couple of struggles this season that has lasted way too long. No one's going to deny that. You know, starting off, there was a point in time in May that they had a lengthy, I think it was 2-39. And now again, he's struggling again as well. Yeah, that sucks. It's not what you want going into a walk year. Okay, guess what? Win for the Mets. Win for the Mets. Let him struggle. Let him not be able to sign this absurd contract. Hey, maybe he just accepts the qualifying offer. But he is not someone that the Mets should be looking to just toss to the side at the moment. To just be trading away for if you're in a playoff run. Pete Alonso is someone that you want to have on the New York Mets. He's not someone you want to get away from. 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. Again, you can always hit me up at Hoff, WFAN. If you ever miss anything, go to the free Odyssey app and just give that little rewind on the bottom. You can scroll through, rewind the show, all that stuff on the Odyssey app. 888-808-1019. But yeah, Pete Alonso needs to be a Met for life. He's going to be go down as one of the best hitters in a Mets uniform. And like Francisco Lindor, he's a piece that you need. Not to build around, but that's a piece that you use to build around something else. I'm not telling you that Pete Alonso needs to be the face of the Mets. I'm not telling you that Pete Alonso needs to be the highest paid player on the team, and the focus now has to go on, well, Pete Alonso, he's the guy. No, I'm not saying that. But I also never thought that Brandon Nimmo was the guy, right? I never thought that Brandon Nimmo was the face of the team. But he's a guy that you need. He's a player that helps the New York Mets out. He's a guy that has good enough defensive qualities in the outfield. You know, he's moved to the corners. He's a much better left fielder than he is center fielder. He's developed a lot more pop. And hey, guess what? I complained forever to move him out of the leadoff spot. And he's performed a ton better. He's stealing bases, which is crazy. Why were you not stealing bases, you know, when you're leading off? Regardless, stealing bases, hitting home runs. Looks like a different hitter. Looks like a different hitter, Brandon Nimmo. But again, these are not the guys that you have to build the team around. But you still need them to be successful. These are some of the better players in the league. You go through first baseman. Wait, we're sitting there. What type of first baseman do you want to see over the next few years in the blue and orange in Queens? Think about it. Who do you want to see at first base? Remember the days of Dom Smith? Remember the days of, you know, I know he never played the position, but Daniel Vogelbach was the first baseman. Rowdy Tellez. Rhys Hoskins, who we know we can't stand here. Again, same type of player. He's got some power. Low batting average. Slugger. I mean, Matt Olson, the guy that everyone loves. Everyone sweats. Compares Pete Alonso to Matt Olson. That guy's had a down year, too. His power's down. His contact's down. And we're sitting over here saying, well, Pete Alonso has to be like Matt Olson. Otherwise, we can't bring him back. Guess what? He's better. He's better. You want to tell me, oh, he's not Freddie Freeman? I'll give you that. Freddie Freeman is a special player. But when I look through first baseman consistently over the past 5 years, Pete Alonso is one that sticks out more than anyone else. Freddie Freeman, you want to give me... I can't even say Paul Goldschmidt. He's declined too. But this notion that Pete Alonso has to be traded, has to be gone, needs to stop. It's not happening. The Mets would be dumb to trade him off. End of story.